Pizza delivery man by night, candidate for U.S. Senate by day, Sean Haugh is the Libertarian running for Senate in North Carolina. He's also one of many independent and third-party candidates nationwide who could really shake things up in tight races for Senate and governor. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
Sean Haugh doesn't have a traditional campaign headquarters, so he suggests we meet at a hipster fancy donut joint in downtown Durham called Mo Nuts.
Let me get one orange velvet and one lemon praline.
Do you like this for here or to go?
For here.
We settle in at a high-top table in the back of the restaurant. Haugh is wearing a t-shirt and wire-rimmed glasses that harken back to the 1990s. After our interview, he'll drive his silver Kia to the pizza place where he works as a delivery driver.
I'm the deliverer of joy and relief to about 20 families a night. Because you think about why you order pizza. It's because you want to treat yourself, or you just got home from work and you're so tired and it's just, I don't want to cook, let's just order something. So everybody loves the pizza guy.
And Haugh loves being the pizza guy. He started doing it about a year ago after an extended stint of odd jobs and applications that went nowhere. But before that, the 53-year-old spent more than a decade working for the Libertarian Party. He says he decided to run for Senate as an act of conscience, so there'd be someone on the ballot he felt like he could vote for.
So, you know, I started out thinking, if I get any more votes than just my own, hey, bonus. But now I really feel like the views I'm putting out there to stop all war and stop spending more money than we have are really resonating all across the political spectrum.
He's polling at around 6 or 7%, which is high for a Libertarian candidate. Most polls show his major party opponents, Democratic incumbent Kay Hagan and Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, separated by just 1 or 2 points. And that's why Haugh is making people nervous. Scott Reed is the senior political strategist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The third party candidate is a pizza delivery man, nothing against pizza delivery man, who's getting between 4, 5, and 7% of the vote. Sure, there's a concern.
Hagan and Tillis are both underwater when it comes to voter approval. Heck, voters nationwide are fed up, which could create a boom in third-party protest votes. A Libertarian candidate could force a runoff in the Georgia Senate race. An independent is polling well in Alaska. There's a wild four-way race in South Dakota. In Kansas, the independent candidate leads in some polls. Tom Jensen is director of public policy polling, a Democratic polling group based in Raleigh.
All over the map, we're just seeing potential this year for these third-party candidates to have strange impacts on races in a way that I can't remember.
Jensen says support for third-party candidates tends to fade as Election Day gets closer. But this year, he expects them to do better than in the past. Conventional wisdom suggests Libertarians like Sean Haugh are more likely to pull votes from Republicans. But Richard Winger, editor of Ballot Access News, says that's not the case.
When the polls are good and they ask the third-party respondents, well, who would you vote for if the third-party or independent wasn't running? Practically every case, the result's the same. They are not spoilers. Libertarians are generally drawing equally from people who'd vote Democratic and Republican.
Haugh agrees with this analysis and bristles at the term spoiler. As he sees it, his platform is a combination of ideas from the left and the right. He's pro-choice everything, anti-war, and wants a smaller government.
The political icons, as I was growing up in my household, my grandfather's a moderate Republican. Both of my parents are very liberal. So I was simultaneously raised by Barry Goldwater and Martin Luther King. So you put them both together, you get a natural born libertarian.
And because North Carolina is on everyone's Senate race watch list, this natural-born libertarian is bringing more attention to his party now, delivering pizzas, than he was able to do in a decade as a paid party operative. Tamara Keith, NPR News.